Have you ever wanted to work for yourself, start your own business? Well, if so, Brendan Fitzpatrick, who is a management consultant, mentor, trainer and owner of Global Supply Chain Management Solutions and StartupJourney.ie, has now joined us in studio to share his wealth of international business operational experience and his expert knowledge of new business startups. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good, Brent. Good. Sean, we've had a really interesting morning, Brent.
We have indeed.
Right through, Brendan, from getting people to maybe that bit more creative this year to look at where it is they want to go with their careers and jobs, to looking at the whole area of how is it organisations and business can retain and hold on to their best staff, to Kate Lawler, who was on there before the news, and talking about applying for that job and doing the interview. Brendan, and then for some other people and a group of people, and you'd know much more about this, there are people who just want to work for themselves and set up their own business. And if I was to come to you, Brendan, and say, look, I'm thinking of going out and working for myself or starting up my own business, what kind of advice would you give me, or what kind of direction would you give me, Brendan?
Well, Michael, maybe it'll actually help if I just talk briefly about my own situation.
Brilliant.
I worked for over 30 years with multinationals primarily the pharmaceutical, medical, device sector. And I was made redundant during the recession. And I thought I would pick up a job pretty handy after that. And I was probably more fortunate than most people in the sense that I got a severance package, which a lot of people don't get. So that did help and tide over for a while. It doesn't last very long, to be honest, when you pay off all the expenses. And you lose your confidence very quickly if you haven't nailed the job soon, which is you forget the skills that you actually had and you doubt yourself. There wasn't much work, very little work after the recession. Certainly for people of my age, although they will never say you're too old, but I was at the wrong age, 50s to
12. What work were you in, Brent?
I was in global supply chain management within a few different multinationals. So I had quite a lot of experience, but I also had a huge infrastructure behind me. For example, we had a few thousand people in the place. You had your finance department, you had your regulatory, you had quality, you had production, you had distribution. So if you ever had a problem, you had someone on tap to help you. Starting a business is a different situation. Now, how I got into starting a business, it wasn't really by choice, to be honest. A lot of people want to start a business, but I could see myself working out my career in the paid business I was in. I was pretty much forced into it. There was nothing out there for me. There was no work. I'd done numerous courses. I'd done numerous interviews. And I said, possibly the only way out is to work for myself. And despite my international experience and my long experience, I was always working for somebody else. So I was pretty much institutionalized. So it was a big step for me to start a business because I didn't have any peers to follow on or to give any inspiration or to talk to. And it was, very, very nervous and stressful time. But I done what you would call all the right things in the sense I done some excellent courses with the local enterprise board. It was called Dublin City Enterprise Board then, and the Mead Enterprise Board. I done a train-the-trainer course. I done an excellent course in UCD in the Innovation Academy, and that really made a big difference to finally making me take that leap of faith into business. I learned so much on that particular course. And I ended up actually starting a consultancy business using my skills as a management consultant, helping multinationals primarily within the regulatory affairs end of things to actually implement supply chain management systems or to improve their process flows within those areas. But having said that, that was great. Everything was up and running. Except that I learned so much on the journey to try to start a business. And I appreciated all the obstacles I had to overcome. And I actually got a big interest in new business startup and helping people to start businesses because most people that start a business, a lot of them actually have copied off somebody else and learned from somebody else. But an awful lot of people that want to start a business shy away from it because it's just too problematic and they don't have the confidence and they don't know how to do it. Because I've done it and I've gone through that situation where I wasn't working and I was unemployed for a while, I feel I have a lot to bring to the table and help people and encourage people to start business. And I've been doing it ever since. And that's the reason I started the second business, which is StartupJourney.ie, which primarily is to help people to start a business. Usually people that have no experience of running their own business previously. And they're from all backgrounds, Michael. There would be job seekers who are just trying to find a job. Self-employment is a great option if you can't find a job. They're retirees, they're people who have just been made redundant, and they're people who just want the complete career change and want to work for themselves. And that's sort of how the whole thing kicked off. And I have to say, sort of dovetail between the two consultancy practices. I have to say the second one, startupjourney.ie, is much more satisfactory because you're making a real difference to people's lives and giving them the confidence to go out and start a business and make a difference to their own personal circumstances.
And it sounds like, Brendan, and in terms of, and I've met you before, Brendan, and I've seen you in action, and that you're very approachable, you're very people orientated, and you want what's best for people. And if for them to start up and run their own business is what's best for them, you will do everything to make that a reality.
Absolutely.
Regardless, Brendan, of whether that's someone who's been made redundant, whether that's someone who's retired, whether that's someone who is wants to now return to the jobs market for the want of better, like, you will sit down and meet whoever is looking to see is it feasible for them to start a business.
Absolutely. I just to give you sort of just a bit of information on the landscape, the current startup landscape. Ireland is a thriving new innovation business startup environment now. It's one of the best in the world now, and never mind Europe, it's progressing all of the time. In the last full year, we had a record number of new business startups in this country. It's going up every single year. And funnily enough, people talk about the multinationals, which are making a great contribution to the country and so on, and to the economy. But 92% of businesses have less than 10 people. They're small businesses. And even within them, there's so many micro businesses, which is one-man shows, or a partner, or a spouse, or two friends working together. And they make up 92% of the businesses in this country, which is a staggering figure. When I was trying to start a business first, I said, what do you do? And some people said, you have to invent a product or something. You actually don't. Most of the businesses that are starting up now are services. 20% was professional service was the biggest discrete number of new business that started last year. So it's people that have expertise in different fields. And I can absolutely assure anyone that's listening here today, everybody is capable of starting a business. I know you're an author, Michael, and you say everyone has a book in them. Well, everyone is capable of starting a business. It's just up to you to identify the skills that you have, identify what need is out there, something that somebody wants, a problem that you're going to solve, and something that you'll pay for. And then don't worry about all the other things you don't know, because nobody knows everything, but you just not know how to help. You know how to help the network and actually get the training that you need to actually pursue the rest of it.
So, Brendan, so like in terms of someone sitting down, you know, a listener out there, Brendan, or a listener out there saying, do you know what it is? I have an idea. I believe I can now go and do this. And they set up a business. What would be the first step? What would you be saying to them to do? What would you be saying to the listeners out there, Brendan, who are talking about setting up? This is the year they want to run their own business.
Most people tend to think about starting their own business. Funnily enough, actually, it's just after Christmas and into the new year. The credit card is maxed. They don't really want to go back to the work that they've been doing already, previously. They love to work for themselves. They love that self-autonomy and so on. Or after the old holidays when you used to get to shut down for 2 weeks, you come back and the same thing would kick in. But they become overcome with the amounts of things that they don't know and obstacles. They have a good idea and they forget about it. The key thing is this, and it's a very, very simple process, but you need to share this with them. You need to talk to people about this and tease this through. You must be able to identify a product or a service that you can provide. And there's a lot of things that people have expertise in and they don't give themselves credit for. They have this product or service. It must be something that somebody needs or wants. And these people must be prepared to pay for this product or service. So you're trying to find out who your customers could potentially be. And then you must be able to provide that product or service so that you make some money out of it, you make a profit. If you're not making a profit out of this, it's only a hobby. And it might be a very enjoyable hobby, but it's not a business. So you need to identify those things first. And the way I suggest you do that is you don't get all this information in one go. I always carry a notebook in the pocket here.
See it there, Brendan.
Because,
yeah.
And, you know, you... you get the best ideas in the most unexpected situations. You could be on the bus, could be in the pub, you could just wake up and you have a great idea, write it down and come back to it. And then do all your checking. Okay, who's providing this service? Keep a very open mind. If you hear somebody complaining about something, if you're reading a newspaper article and somebody is griping about a situation, that there's always a potential business opportunity within that. And you just think, how could I actually put something in place there that could take advantage of that? And then you start teasing all the things around it. And there's a great document called the Business Model Canvas. You may have come across.
I've heard you talk about this number of times.
And that's a brilliant document because you can brainstorm very, very quickly with that, just yourself, and then you just build it up as you go along. And the key parts of that is, what problem are you trying to solve? Who are you trying to satisfy? Who would your potential customers be? And if you've got a potential customer and a potential product, okay, you've got something to work with. What solution are you going to provide to address that problem? And then if you've identified your customers, you've identified your product, you know what your solution is, how are you going to let those customers know that you have a really good product? And that could be social media, it could be dropping leaflets, it could be going to trade fairs, it could be word of mouth. Word of mouth is a great way of getting information across. And then you've got to understand then, what's it going to cost me to set up, to start up in terms of cost? What material do I need? Do I need to rent a place? Do I need to have a car? I was a consultant. It was quite simple because all I needed was a laptop. I needed a car. I needed a phone. That's all I needed. I could work from home. So it's quite easy for me in that sense. A trainer would be the same. There's a lot of areas where you don't need much expense to pay up. It's simple. The registry is quite simple as well. Understand how you're going to get paid. But the reason you have to understand all your cost structure, if you don't know what your cost structure is and what it's costing you, how do you know what to charge? How do you know what profit you're going to make? How do you know you're on track with the plan you're making? And you do all this in stages and you keep adding to it. As the information becomes available, you change it and you set yourself targets. If there's a gap in your expertise in a specific area, say social media or digital marketing, well, learn it or get someone to help you. And there's loads of people that will be prepared to help you that are trying to do the same things themselves, and you might be able to help them on some area that they don't have expertise in. It's the best time ever to start a business in Ireland because there's so much support out there. If you have an idea, now, depending on your circumstances, if you're unemployed, for example, just a back-to-work enterprise loan scheme, which would keep your weekly payments, you'd keep your medical card, any other underlying benefits that you have, and that's all tax-free for 2 years. It's 75% for the second year. You also get a 2,500 grants. And there's one I have to just check, it was supposed to have ended at the end of the year, which is the Revenue Start Your Own Business Relief Fund, where you can get 40,000 tax-free on your profits in year one and in year two, and also be on the back-to-work enterprise scheme, and also do a springboard course, where you could do a course, for example, in Trinity College, in UCD, in the Ryan Academy, which could cost 4,000 normally. You get that for nothing. And they are great ways of getting you up and running and getting you sufficient, and giving you the opportunity to learn. You have the local enterprise office as well. Oisin Gagan and Paul are doing fantastic work, and Leo Fingal run really fantastic courses, very, very cheap. And to give you all the skills in digital marketing and taxation, all that kind of things, which is really, really good. And even in Power with Adeline O'Brien, the CEO there, that's a fantastic organisation, not only for helping people to find work, but also to actually help people to actually start their own business. And there's great coaching and mentoring all the way through that. So if you have a really, really good product as well, you have the likes of, aside from Leo, there's various funding that's available through those. If you have a product that actually has export potential or has the potential to create employment, you have the Enterprise Ireland, which is fantastic support there. The New Frontiers program, which is actually Colin O'Malley, we're down in Link and ITB. Fantastic resources there. If you can get onto stage two after the initial phase one training, you can have, I think it's 15,000 funding for you to actually pursue your objective, to receive expert training, and you're getting all the support that you want if you have a really good idea. Therefore, the idea is that would be exportable because there's great incentives for exports.
It's a huge amount of support. Absolutely.
And there's so many bodies that are providing support for new entrepreneurs. And the really great thing about it is that if taking on an employed person, for example, if you go on the back to work and you try to start your own business, you get your own website up and running, you get your website, your whole status changes. Now you're now not self-employed. You actually are. So you're now not unemployed. You're self-employed. You've got your benefit going straight into the bank. You have your business card. You have your website. You're promoting your business. You've got some grand towards you, and it actually makes you more marketable. And for example, the course in UCD, 72% of the people that done the course in UCD either within the year that they finished the course, either started the business or got work, because it's much easier to sell yourself. You learn the skills to be innovative and creative, and also companies actually assume that if you are working for yourself in a specific area, you must be an expert.
And even what you're saying there too, like, you know, for people who are returning to work or they were made redundant or they took it, the confidence that going and starting up your own business, that confidence that gives you, and obviously then the people that you're getting to meet and the courses that you can access for free as well.
Absolutely. There's been tremendous work done in terms of promoting entrepreneurs in Ireland in the last few years. And as I say, last year was a record number of new business startups, which is fantastic. For female entrepreneurs, it's even better because there was a big gap between female entrepreneurs starting up businesses. There's been a big push to try and make it 50-50, because it should be 50-50. It shouldn't be.
What do you think of that, Sean? Do you think that the women should be getting more in there? You do.
I'd say so.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course,
but it's fantastic,
do,
and there's great ones out there. For example, like there's a program called Competitive Start Fund, and I think 750,000 was allocated, and 50,000 for each startup that was selected. Most of them have been female entrepreneurs, and it's fantastic. There's actually separate networks and accelerator programs are just for female entrepreneurs. So the whole landscape is really, really exciting. It sounds exciting,
Sean. It's for everyone, males and females. And you're a young person sitting out there. I know you have ideas and thoughts and suggestions around doing stuff. And Brendan, I'm just conscious like that the clock is running down on us here. What would be the first thing you'd say to people or say to the listeners out there who are talking? And we give out your own details, and we finish that, Brendan. Is the first thing to, as you say, get your idea together, and then go and look for that bit of mentoring, that bit of support. Is that what you're saying? Is that the natural progression?
Absolutely. You've got to create an idea for yourself. Nobody's going to do that for you, and it's the thing about some people have a lot of ideas. I know people that have numerous ideas, and that's a problem, because if you've too many ideas, you can't get anything off the ground. You've got to focus on one. The one that's going to actually achieve what you want quickest, or it's going to give you some payback. And then you can start rolling.
That's what you're saying, Brendan. Get your idea, get it out there, go and talk to the people, and get the relevant support that will help you to, again, go and do that.
The other thing, Michael, is that there's a lot of people like myself who, at the time, they don't have a really definite idea. So how do you get ideas? Well, you keep your eyes open and listen, and keep your notebook. See where there's a problem. I was walking into places, and I'd see, for example, there could be a television over there. There could be some beer mats. Could be places. Okay, who's providing them? Who's delivering them? Who's making them? Where are they sourcing them? Could I do this?
So I've always been curious there,
exactly,
Brendan. We're going to have to get you back again to talk more about this. We could do a whole show on this, Brendan, I tell you.
Series.
We really could do a whole series on this, Brendan. Brendan, if people want to get information with regard to your own work and the work that you're doing, where can they go to?
They can go to the website. The details will be on that. It's
startupjourney.ie. Is that the one? That's
startupjourney.ie.
www.startupjourney.ie.
And that doesn't just help people start businesses. It helps them to explore the feasibility of self-employment. But if that's not for everybody, which is not for everybody, after we've evaluated the situation, and they decide that you want to go into the workplace, I help them to get.
You help them do that as well, yeah. So you can do that whole thing. Brendan Fitzpatrick, we'll have to get you back again. And thanks very much for joining us
this morning.
Absolutely. So that is it from us today. And thank you so much for listening to D15 today here on Phoenix FM. A big thanks to all our guests, to the entrepreneur and life and executive coach, Ethel Gartland, for sharing with us how it is we can take a step back and look to see how we can get creative within our own world of work at this time. Professional coach, trainer, and facilitator Declan O'Connell got to talk us through and share some insights as to how employers can hold on to and retain their best staff. Kate Lawler from Potential Achieve got to speak with us about successfully applying for that job you want, to doing the interview and securing the job itself. And a big thanks to Brenda Fitzpatrick, who you have just been listening to from Global Supply Chain Management Solutions and StartupJourney.ie, for also joining us in studio to share his wealth of international business operational experience and his expert knowledge of new business startups. A big thanks to the entire production team here.